Thank you, Sarah. We close this first part of Chatterbox with a selection of stories of initiatives to help the vulnerable and disabled. And we start with news of a new sensory room at a Norwich school.
The Wooden Spoon has funded a new sensory room for pupils in a Norfolk autistic school. The Wherry School in Norwich opened their new sensory room following funding from the Norfolk-based charity. The room is completely padded and contains swings, blankets and bean bags, all with the aim of helping children with autism. Rachel Quick, head teacher of the school, said, "The school is for children who cannot cope in mainstream schools. We spend a lot of time making sure the school is set up to reduce occupational and environmental challenges to children. The school is very interesting. It's very simple, has no colour on the walls, and is completely based around the children and their learning." The Wooden Spoon funding came after a cycle challenge saw riders complete a 320-mile trip around Norfolk's rugby clubs to raise £125,000.
Youngsters with disabilities donned their boxing gloves to take part in a four-hour boxathon to mark the opening of a new specialised gym. Social enterprise Able2B officially opened their gym in Gilchrist Close, Norwich, and families packed out the space to support those behind the sessions, which make a big difference to a number of families. The initiative, which was set up in 2016 by consultant orthopaedic surgeon Rachel Hutchinson and retired British boxing champion and personal trainer John Thaxton, aims to help people with a disability to optimise their aerobic fitness and muscle strength and to improve their self-belief, concentration and self-confidence. Mrs. Hutchinson said, "It's more than just fitness, it's to try and change perceptions for the individual, their family and society, to say where we are setting goals might not be high enough." For anyone who has a child with a disability or acquires a disability through, for example, a stroke, it's often about what's wrong. It's about saying, just because you got that label does not mean your goals cannot be high.
A life-saving charity has added to its fleet of blood bikes, thanks to runners who took part in a Norwich race. Participants of this year's Run Norwich raised an astonishing £13,800 for Serve Norfolk Blood Bikes and saw the results of their hard work pay off with the presentation of a new motorbike for the charity. The new bike has been named Red Army 2 after the fundraisers who ran under the name of Red Army. It was unveiled at an award ceremony at the Benjamin Gooch Theatre at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital last week. The Yamaha FJR 1300 motorcycle is the ninth blood bike to join the fleet. It will be used to transport blood, organs, donated breast milk and other life-saving essentials to NHS patients who urgently need it. This is the second year running that the Red Army has been able to raise enough funds to secure a motorcycle for Norfolk Blood Bikes.
He spent last winter homeless and on the streets, but this Christmas, a Norwich man will have a roof over his head after being helped by a charity. Stuart moved to Norwich from Newcastle with his partner of 5 years in 2013 and had trained with the Red Cross in the hope of becoming an ambulance technician. But the 34-year-old, who left the Red Cross and became a volunteer with St John's Ambulance, split up with his partner after moving to the city and spent the next few years living in different rented accommodation. He said, "Life was going well until, a year after relocating to Norwich, my partner and I separated, as unfortunately it just wasn't working out." Stuart said he ran into problems in terms of struggling to keep up with payments, and he was eventually forced to leave, and then, without enough money for a deposit on a new place to live, he found himself homeless. He said, "I started sofa surfing with friends and colleagues in the area, but that wasn't always possible. Eventually, I was sleeping outside almost every night, mostly in Chapelfield Gardens or in shop doorways. That was in March 2018, and the terrible weather and snow meant that most of the nights were extremely cold. After 4 months on the streets, Stuart found out about Emmaus, Norfolk and Waveney, which provides a home and meaningful work for up to 23 people who have experienced homelessness and social exclusion. At Emmaus, Stuart not only has a home, but the opportunity to gain new skills in the charity's second-hand shops in Ditchingham and Bungay, and is now starting to rebuild his life. He said, "I want to learn and see how it goes from there. Eventually, I'd like to get back to volunteering at St John's Ambulance, and will be doing first aid training with other people living at the community. I'm also looking forward to Christmas in Emmaus, because everyone in the community will be together for a meal."
A Norwich man who set up a charity after the death of his friend hopes to bring a converted double-decker bus to the city as a shelter for homeless people. Eric Hewson, 27, from Helsdon, has been working with the homeless for the past 7 years. On Thursday nights, he distributes food donated by local businesses around the city. The bus, currently in London and owned by the ARC Project, a Christian charity, is a former double-decker which has been refurbished with 10 sleeping pods, one staff bedroom, seating for eight and a kitchen. Mr. Hewson said he is in talks with Norwich City Council about where to park the bus. If successful in his bid, at least three members of staff will be required. In January, Mr. Hewson set up a charity named in honour of his friend, Harvey Lewis, a local photographer and videographer who died last year. The Harvey Lewis Appeal provides food to homeless people in Norwich. Mr. Hewson, who also runs a marketing company, was put into care when he was 10 years old. He spent 4 years in Birmingham, where he started working in a soup kitchen, and when he returned to Norwich, he continued that kind of work. He has been planning to buy the bus for a year and has agreed a price of £15,000. Mr. Hewson and Mr. Lewis had met 6 years ago through a mutual friend and sometimes travelled the country together taking photographs. Mr. Lewis said that his friend had spoken of big plans for assisting Norwich's homeless people. He described one Christmas in the city when Mr. Lewis saw a homeless man playing an out-of-tune guitar. Mr. Lewis said, "Trust me," and reached out for the guitar, tuned it and played some Ed Sheeran songs. Crowds gathered and the homeless man's hat filled with coins. Mr. Lewis handed the guitar back to the homeless man, who said, "Thank you," and Harvey replied, "No, thank you to you for trusting me."
A charity has launched its annual Christmas appeal ahead of dozens of volunteers taking to the city streets and supermarkets to raise funds for vulnerable people. Norwich-based homelessness charity, St. Martin's, supports around 200 people and relies on the public's generosity to fund its work. The charity intends to make the most of the busy shopping period in the run-up to Christmas. Last year, during December, it raised £29,000. Dr. Jan Sheldon, Chief Executive, said, "While the government has made significant commitments to ending rough sleeping by 2027, we think this is not ambitious enough. Given the average life expectancy of a man on the streets is 47, many of the people on the streets now will not be alive in a decade. We need to act now." Volunteers will be collecting for St. Martin's throughout December in Norwich City Centre and at supermarkets throughout Norfolk, collecting cash and also, for the first time, accepting contactless donations.
Well, that's all from this first part. Marianne Penn and John Francis will be here shortly with more news, Information Desk and our second feature. So for now, it's goodbye from him,
Rupert Hipwell, and her,
Sarah Lomax.